The execution of Timothy McVeigh, set for May 16th, may be the closest thing America has had to a public execution in 65 years. Millions of Americans will follow it on the news and on the internet. Many of the hundreds of survivors and victims' families will watch McVeigh die on closed-circuit television. One woman who lost her father and mother-in-law wants her two teenage sons to be there, too. Tomorrow, NPR's Renee Montaigne tells the story of the last time men, women, and children gathered to watch a court-ordered execution. That one, a public hanging. 20,000 in all watched as convicted rapist Rainey Bethea died on the gallows in Owensboro, Kentucky. Here are two of the people who were there.
My name is Hubert McFarland. I am now 81 years old. I witnessed the hanging of Rainey Bethea in 1936. Being 16 years old, I was rather young, but I took it upon myself to go down and witness it.
Well, my name is Morton Holbrook, and at the time of the Rainey Bethea affair, I was 22 years of age and was a first-year law student at Harvard Law School, and I was home for the summer vacation.
I was about 75 feet from the scaffold. I saw the entrance at daylight. All I could see that he was a colored fellow, a young fellow, and he was handcuffed. They led him through the crowd. It had the atmosphere of a boxer coming into a boxing ring.
When the convicted was brought into the arena, there was a sudden hush that fell over the audience. When he stopped at the foot of the gallows and bent over, I really couldn't see what he was doing, but someone close by could see and said he was changing his socks.
And he was in a white shirt, as I remember, no hat, and deputy sheriffs on both sides.
Then as he mounted the scaffold, there was an absolute hush over this vast crowd of people. And when they put the hood over his head, and as I recall, it draped down really over his arms, seems to me.
There was no speech. There was no ceremony. I just waited. Finally, you could see they were putting the hood on his head. And the next thing you know, he dropped.
And there was no sound. He jerked his feet a couple of times. And that's all there was to it.
No one who watched Bethea die in Owensboro could have known that to date, this would be America's last public execution. Tomorrow, the story of that hanging.